And welcome to another edition of the Spitter Podcast with Andrew and Bob, and this time is Yankee Stadium. Not the old Yankee Stadium, not the original Yankee Stadium, not the house that Ruth built, but the house that Jeter and Posada and Rivera
and everybody you despise gratefully.
He's Captain Happy. That's Andrew Moffitt. I'm Bob Moffitt. And so our fifth and last game back east was in New York City. Our first one was in New York City. Actually was in Flushing,
Chinatown,
Queens, with a trip to Chinatown for sushi. And then number five.
No, that's where our hotel was. We stayed in Chinatown.
Yes. Number five was in the Bronx, which was interesting. Do you remember what was on the side of the hotel where we stayed?
That wasn't where I got window sealant on my arm, was
it? No, it's not where you got window sealant on your arm. That was a different part of New York, and that was, I believe, day one of our excursion back east. No, this was the hotel that had the graffiti on the side of it. That was there for a while. So, anyway, the Bronx is different. It was a little rough. A little rough, and we took... Something happened. The subway system was not exactly our friend all the time, so it took us a while to make it.
We ended up walking.
Which was fine, and we thought we were going to get there in plenty of time, but then what greeted us?
The largest line I've ever seen.
The longest line of people ever created in the history of all lines. There was no movement. There were lines to all of the gates. And there was this snake, every line had a snaking system thing with ropes and, you know, the tapes, the people moving or guarding or harnessing, canvas straps, and nobody was moving. And then all of a sudden the floodgates opened from the subway, and then tens of thousands of people all flooded off of the subway lines, two different ones at one time, and all converged right at Yankee Stadium. So the lines obviously were not going to get any shorter. And so we're trying to figure out, how are we going to get in? So to whoever sets up the people moving systems at Yankee Stadium, please do better, because this was horrendously bad. We were playing the game.
My feet hurt me. We were only up for 15 minutes.
The game was the Orioles and Yankees. So it wasn't, and it's the middle of June. So it's not like it's the Red Sox in town. I mean, the Orioles are a rival, sure. But it's not the Red Sox. I mean,
we did go see the other episode.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for cross-promoting. And then, so we start looking around. And we start asking people, like, who are wandering by, who might look like they're official. And we found there was a kid. There's one kid who had on the shirt. And he said, yeah, you go over there to that window over there. And so we went over to the ticket window over there. And that lady could not have been less helpful if she tried. I think we finally got, I think we had another ballpark app thing problem, and we finally got that figured out, and then we had to get back in line, but then this kid was wandering past, and we said, hey, how can we get in? This seems dumb. There's nobody moving. He's like, oh, come with me. So we follow this kid, and we go all the way around to what's basically the home plate side of Yankee Stadium. And there's a line there of like three people. There's like four attendants. It's like pretty much, traditional security. And it was the easiest thing in the world. So we walk in. We missed Henderson for the Orioles hitting a home run. So we already knew that
he hit a double.
Hitting a double and then O'Hearn doubling him in. So we already knew that the Orioles were up 1-0. And so the crowd was already grumbling. But then when we got in, then Soto got on and Torres hit a sack fly and drove him in. And so it was 1-1. And so the natives were fine. But then the natives started to get a little cranky. How would you describe the general sobriety level of the group of young men who were sitting two rows behind us, Andrew? In the first inning.
First inning, I would say they are above the legal limit to drive.
Above the legal limit to drive. And, I mean, and this is like 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock at night, maybe? I don't remember when. It seemed like we still had plenty of daylight. So, yeah, so they were good and lit. And they were consistent and loud and profane and inappropriate for, I'd say, about 7 2/3 innings. They had a good, solid start. You know, that was a quality, drunken appearance by the four chuckleheads. Oh,
and it got drunkener and drunk. How do you even drunkener?
Yeah,
drunkener.
That's
what they would use, I guess.
If you have been consuming that amount of alcohol, you absolutely get drunkener.
They came back with like three cans of beer each.
And so they were yelling at each other. They were yelling at other fans. They were screaming at the players.
They screamed at a seven-year-old.
They kept yelling at the outfielders to throw them balls. The outfielders did not comply. Soto was in right. And Soto...
We were in left.
No, I mean in left. So Soto was in right, and then Verdugo was in left, and Verdugo kept looking in our general direction and then would just throw balls to either center or over on the sideline, which enraged the group behind us. So eight beers later. Gerrit Cole started the game for the Yankees, and he went 4 innings, gave up 2... and only a couple of hits, but then they pulled him, which was odd, I thought at the time. But anyway, so the game was good. It was even until the fifth for the Orioles, which, you know, both times we saw them, they played well. Mullins got on, Urias hit a 2-run shot, Mateo got on, Mountcastle walked, and then O'Hearn had a 2-RBI double. And so now it's 4-1. The next inning, they tacked on another run. The knuckleheads behind us are screaming bloody murder, calling for the removal of anyone related with the franchise. They've been raised well by previous generations. So they're up by 4, and then comes the seventh inning. Volpe gets on, Soto gets on, and then Stanton hits a ball that I think killed 7 crickets on the way through the outfield as it rose and then ended up about 40 feet behind the 400-foot sign in straightaway center. I mean, he mashed that thing. It was impressive. And so now all of a sudden they're on the board. And then they tack on another one in the ninth, so then they tie it. And so then we go to extras. The kids behind us are going nuts. They're losing their minds. In the 10th, the Orioles score twice. And so we have more screaming. Santander was the courtesy runner. He scored. And then Mullins drove him in. And then he got driven in by Urias, who had a heck of a day. So the fans are losing their minds. And then it's the Yankees' turn. So the Yankees come up. Volpe gets on. And then Stanton delivers again with another RBI. That was 4 on the day. And then after that, it was pop out. It was line out. And finally ended up with a strikeout by Grisham to end the day. And then afterwards we just walked back to the hotel. So that was the game. And the game was good. The game was the best part. I mean, it's a pretty park. I mean, it's grass. It's grass and it's lights and it's baseball, but it was
disappointing,
underwhelming.
I feel like they should just move the statues out of the original Yankee Stadium.
Well, and that was the thing. There is Memorial Park, but it's behind the wall where Stanton hit his home run. And
but why is the wall there?
Well, the old Yankee Stadium, the monuments were in center field, and the fence was behind them. So for a time, the fielders had to dodge the monuments. They finally put a fence in front of the monuments and moved the monuments back for this purpose. But we didn't get to see that. I remember driving around or driving by the stadium, and it looked like a Coliseum. It looked really, I thought it looked cool from the outside.
I thought it looked like a cheaply carved hunk of rock.
Okay, Andrew's not impressed, but I thought it was
very cool. I would take Citi Field over that thing any day.
But then when we got in, there just wasn't the vibe of, say, Fenway. There wasn't the age. There wasn't, everything was new. Everything was
shiny.
And I don't remember anything about it. It totally unmemorable, and which shocks me, given that this is, you know, the greatest franchise in Major League Baseball history.
And surprising that you would say that of all people.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, sure, I have my favorites, but this is the gold standard of franchises.
I feel like they tried to copy the A's Coliseum with the stone pillars and the stone on top, trying to make it look medieval and saying it's a Coliseum. But then you look at the A's Coliseum, and it's just stinking huge. It's huge. It has arches. It's big. It has nice pillars. Until Oakland got to it and turned it into... But we don't talk about that. And then the 20 sections of unused seats.
Oh, in Oakland. Yeah, and we're going to hit Oakland here in a couple episodes. So stay tuned for that. Two episodes from now is we will be talking about the Oakland Coliseum and one of the final games that it hosted, and we got to be there for that. You know, the hot dog, I think the hot dog was about the same as the other hot dogs. I don't remember anything particularly amazing about it. I just remember...
Fenway wins.
Hands down. Hands down, outside and inside, especially inside. Outside.
I meant the hot dog.
Outside was cool. Oh, yeah, the hot dog. All right.
I know you hated the Fenway hot dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Remember what was wrong with the Fenway hot dog. But
you didn't like it because it had pork.
Yeah, there was one that was bad. The rest of them were all, I think, were all pretty much the same. They were Angus B. Frank, so.
I liked Fenway.
So, yeah, it was an interesting experience, and I'm glad we got to go. I'm glad we got to see a game. It was a great game. Pitching was great through the first five innings, and then, you know, a little bit of offense, and then... There was a little bit of sloppiness. There was a couple errors. There was one ball thrown to down the left field line, which caused, you know, which allowed one run to score. And the fans, I think, really didn't
help.
Did not help the experience. It was not like sitting behind the two families of Mets fans, you know, at Citi Field and that whole experience. So it was a different experience. If somebody was going to pay me to go to one or the other, I'd go to Citi Field, I think. You know, I mean, I just, but, you know, am I glad I went to see the Yankees? I got to see the Yankees. Saw the Yankees in person.
We saw the Yankees twice.
Yeah, but that was the first. I've seen the Yankees multiple times. I had never seen them at home. And so, you know,
we saw them in Fenway.
That's a bucket list, yeah. And we saw them lose at home and win on the road. So... Did you remember anything else about Yankee Stadium?
Too many screens. That was the field where the screens were just woof along the all of the stands. Or is that Citi? Or is that Washington? Which one was that?
Washington, we were sitting behind home plate.
Oh yeah, so we had like prime seats.
Yeah, we had great seats of this. We had a great view of the
city. I got free food.
City, and you got free food. It was difficult to find information on the multiple two light, and the lights were constant too. There was like a banner of lights. Constantly on. And it was distracting.
And it kept like drawing your attention away, and you're like, no, I'm trying to watch the game. And then your eyes would just
But yeah, it was pretty. You can see by the picture that, you know, it was a nice park inside, but I think we're just a little disappointed.
I kind of liked my first time on the subways though. I don't know why I liked the subway so much.
The subways were cool. Well, one of the pictures that I took while we were in New York, well, we got pictures of the Statue of Liberty. We've got plenty of selfies. We got a selfie at the game. And then World Trade Center, a reflection in a different building. That was cool. We went and did that the next couple of days. That picture there, this was 7th Avenue. And I took a picture of 7th Avenue and submitted it for a local photo contest. And I think I'm...
No, it wasn't that one.
No, I took a ribbon. I took a ribbon for that photo. So that was cool. But anyway, hey, that was our trip to New York. And next time, we will be telling you about our trip to Houston, which is nowhere near.
Technically Dallas, and we went to Houston.
Well, we went to Dallas, and then we went to Houston. So, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and that you will check out the previous 4 episodes, and the next couple of episodes from Andrew's 8th grade field trip.
If we ever get them posted.
If we ever get them posted, which I'm working on, at the Spitter, podcast@thespitter.com.